Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, let's talk with writer Dean Weingarten. How you doing today, sir?
I am doing better than I deserve.
Have they pipelined you again as far as the latest stuff?
I think an article just got published, and there's some others that we haven't talked about got published. So they're doing pretty well at publishing my articles right now at Animalland.
So, last two that you talked about is about constitutional carry, which seems to be like the trend. And which one would you like to talk about, Ohio or Indiana?
Well, let's talk about Ohio first, because okay, they are the closest, I believe, to passing constitutional carry. And we have 21 states. Well, Vermont has always had it, so you can't say they passed it. They never lost it.
Right.
And then there are 20 other states that have passed constitutional carry. So we have 21 states with constitutional carry. There are several states that are considering passage of bills that meet the constitutional carry criteria. And Ohio is the foremost, the most likely to pass among them, because the Ohio legislature passed a constitutional carry bill in the Senate, and it has also passed a constitutional carry bill in the House. And it also appears that the governor of Ohio is willing, Governor Mike DeWine, is willing to sign the constitutional carry bill. So what we have is that the situation where one house or the other, if they accept the other's bill, then the other house gets credit for the passage, if you see what I'm saying.
Right.
So there's a little horse trading that goes on to determine who gets the credit. But it appears like that's been settled, because the House is now seeing and going to committee with the Senate bill SB 215, which is a good bill. And I've talked to the author and the sponsor of SB 215. Senator Kerry, what's his last name? Gosh, I should know. I do know somewhere, but I have it in my notes. And Johnson, I think. But don't hold me to that, because I might find it different. But anyway, he believes that it should pass before May, if it's going to pass, because May is when you have the primary for the governor. And the governor is Mike DeWine. If he's going to get the credit for passing it, he would want to sign it before April 5th, because April 5th is when early voting starts in the primary. So I give Ohio a pretty good chance of getting constitutional carry before May. I can't say it for certain because all kinds of things can happen. And so I think it is the most likely to pass constitutional carry and probably to do so before May. And, you know, it's right now being considered in the House. The Senate bill is being considered in the House. And if it passes in the House, it would have to pass out of committee, then be voted on by the full House, and then it would be sent to the governor for either a vote or a veto or a signature. I believe that Governor DeWine would sign it. The Buckeye Firearms Association, which is one of the best activist groups in the country, state activist groups, they say they have Governor DeWine committed in writing to sign a permitless carry bill if it comes before him. So, you know, he's in a primary, especially today, if a governor is not shown to be pretty good on Second Amendment, they probably don't win in a conservative primary, a Republican primary. So I think there's a good chance, and we should know probably in a month, maybe in 6 weeks. And that's probably the best I can do on that.
Right. Getting out there and trying to guess a timeline on something political like this is tricky.
It is, and there's all kinds of variables, and the best, even the people who are intimately involved, the best they can do is give you their best guess. And so that's, I think I've gotten some of that from people who should know. And so I, you know, if I had to bet, I'd put money on getting constitutional carry in Ohio this year. I think that's going to happen.
And that would be state 22?
Yes, it would be. And we have several other states. I mean, we can talk about those because I've been writing about them. We can skip over to, you know, Indiana, which has a common border. But
just out of curiosity, how many others are actually considering it at the moment that you think are serious?
At least five, I believe. Let's see, there's Indiana. There's Alabama, Nebraska. Well, I would say that Wisconsin is considering it, and they may pass it through the legislature, but it would get vetoed by Governor Evers. Georgia has been seriously considering it, and Florida has been seriously considering it. But both of those states, even though the governors say that they would be willing to sign it, it's not at all clear that the Republican political establishments in those states are willing to go forward with it. So
most of those are in the Southeast, too, aren't they?
Yeah. You've got to take them seriously when the governor says that he would support it. But saying you'll sign it is a lot different than twisting arms in the legislature to get it through. And so I don't hold a lot of hope for Florida or Georgia getting it through, but the mere fact that you have a governor candidate saying they would do it brings it closer. It normalizes it. It makes the idea mainstream. Well, it's hard to see how it couldn't be mainstream with 21 states having constitutional carry.
Right. That's the thing where it comes in there. And, I mean, all of these states that you're talking about, the Republic, well, you know what, I'll have to tell you that in the next segment because we're coming up on the first break. So if you would put a pin in this one, as they would say, with an Apple iPhone. And Dean has well over 1,900 articles currently at Amoland.com. Amoland.com is the biggest website of its type on the planet. It has been for a couple of years now. And Dean is the biggest writer there, so that makes him the biggest writer in the gun culture on the planet. That's why I have him on here twice a week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and here's the suggestion I was going to make, because, like, here in South Carolina, where I live, when they considered a few times, and they've considered constitutional carry, as they call it, numerous times. And because, and I don't know how legitimate this is, but they'll say stupid stuff like, well, this will mean that criminals can carry guns. How will the cops know who can carry guns? You know, yeah. that kind of nonsense. And the thing I was thinking about is that the same guys, like if we had that same sort of guys that did all that recalling in Colorado and then held they were the ones that held the line when McAuliffe was the governor in Virginia. They went there and kept Bloomberg from getting those seats in the Senate to flip it that time. If we had a group of people going around trying to educate these states as to what carry without a permit actually means, do you think that would get anywhere? Because these guys will get out there, and I mean, it's the weakest excuse you've ever heard, and they'll give it with a straight face, and then they'll just move on, and, you know, they'll get out there and say, well, I had my senator, who is he was a Republican. He's no longer my senator anymore. But I had my senator tell me that the Second Amendment does not mean that you can carry what you want, when you want, wherever you want.
Right. It's
and
hard
that was
to,
it.
It's hard to differentiate between ignorance and malevolence here. And sometimes people who say this believe it and are simply ignorant, and sometimes they just lie because they're politicians and they want to avoid any hard choices, or because they simply oppose you, but they're not willing to say they oppose you for any legitimate reason, because they don't really have a legitimate reason.
I mean,
they will not tell you, I don't want people to have guns, so I'm voting against it. Instead, they say something like, well, the police don't like it, so you know, we have to help the police and prevent criminals from having guns. So it's not always easy to figure out whether it's ignorance or malevolence. And what you try to do, and I think your idea of people moving around to educate people, I think the materials to educate are there. And one of the people that's probably doing the most on this and has been, I would say, moderately successful, and he actually is doing it. He's given presentations to numerous legislatures, and he does it when these bills come up, is John Locke, Professor John Locke.
Right.
And he has done a very good job of it, and I think he's affected the outcomes in several states. And he has the information he puts forward is available. He makes it freely available on the Internet, so you can get it. He runs an organization, I think, called the Crime Prevention Research Center, CRPC.
Yes.
You can go there, and they do some really excellent research. For example, if you want to know how many people have carry permits in the United States, they are the ones that have done the best research on it. And as of about a year ago, there were about 21.5 million people that had carry permits in the U.S. That's a big chunk.
When
you consider that in order to get a carry permit in the U.S., you almost have to be eligible to vote. And so, and you almost have to have some awareness of politics. So 21.5 million people, that have carry permits is a big political chunk. That's roughly 10% of the voters in the U.S.
Yep.
That's a big chunk. And more people are coming that way. And I think that's one of the reasons that constitutional carry is burgeoning. And, you know, last year in 2021, we had five states adopt constitutional carry.
Right.
This year, in 2021, I'm predicting between 2 and 4 states will adopt constitutional carry, even though there's more than that that have bills in the hopper. But just looking at the political tea leaves and going way out on a limb, and I'm making a prediction, I say between 2 and 4. I think Ohio will do so. There's an excellent chance Alabama will do so. There's a good chance Indiana will do so. And there's a fair chance Nebraska will do so.
Right.
So, and there's a couple others that might, that are sort of wild cards that might come through. So that's what I think is going on. I think John Lott is doing much of what you say. It would probably be good if there were more people doing it. But then we have some people that it's hard to be exactly sure where they come from. I don't know if you've heard about the Doar brothers, and they seem to have created a whole bunch of organizations that claim to be, you know, no compromise gun groups or no compromise right to life groups. And their major activity seems to be attacking conservative Republicans and saying they're not strong enough and saying, send us money and we'll fix things.
And who are these cats? I've never heard of this.
Oh,
how is this happening?
These are people, what do they call? They've got about 15 different activist groups that they've created online, and they find where there's controversy in a state. Now, this is what I've read about them. I could send you a link. And since I have not met these people myself, it's really hard to know how legitimate they are or how genuine they are. But what they tend to do is go into an area where there's concern and then attack the people who are pushing some type of a incremental bill to improve situation and say, it's not good enough. You know, these people are selling you out. Send us money and we'll fix things. And let's see, there's a bunch of different state-level groups that amount to like 3 or 4 people are controlling all of them.
Right.
And their major function seems to be to get people to send them money, from what I can tell. And there's been allegations that they have these brothers and a couple others have a.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to 3 dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The New York State Department of Health is now reporting the effectiveness of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for young children has waned quickly during the Omicron surge. Within 1 month of being fully vaccinated, the effectiveness of the Pfizer shots against infection caused by the Omicron variant fell from 68% to just 12% in children ages 5 to 11 years of age. While they say the vaccine is still protective against severe disease, the shot's effectiveness against hospitalization in that age group also dropped substantially, falling from 100% in December to just 48% by the end of January.
The United Nations Refugee Agency said that now more than 660,000 people have fled from Ukraine into neighboring countries. They also said the situation is due to become Europe's largest refugee crisis of the century. Most of those seeking refuge have fled to Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia. This is USA Radio News. Four people were killed, including three children, after a gunman opened fire at a church in Sacramento, California. Three of the victims were the children of the suspected gunman. The fourth victim was supervising a court-ordered visit between the man and his children. All of the victims were dead when the first responders arrived. The suspect died by suicide. When deputies arrived, they found the body of an adult male along with his three daughters, ages 9, 10, and 13, inside the sanctuary. The mother had a restraining order against the children's father. She was not in the building at the time of the shooting. A large cargo vessel carrying cars from Germany to the United States sank in the mid-Atlantic 13 days after a fire broke out on board. The Felicity Ace sank about 250 miles off Portugal's Azores Island as it was being towed. It wasn't clear how many cars were on board the ship, but that size carry at least 4,000 vehicles. Suspicion on what started the fire has fallen on lithium batteries used in the electric vehicles it was carrying. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about constitutional carry. So where would you like to go now? Since
I would like to go, let's talk about the Alabama constitutional carry.
Okay.
Attempts, I guess I should say. There have been numerous attempts to try to pass constitutional carry in Alabama. But what usually happens is the Senate will pass it. It'll go to the House. The House will put it in committee. The Alabama Sheriff's Association will show up and say, it's terrible. Don't do this. It creates all kinds of problems for us. It's a horrible bill. Don't pass it. And then they kill it. And the major reason that the Alabama Sheriff's Association kills the bill, now this is my opinion,
sure,
is that they get all of the permit money. And Alabama has the highest rate of carry permits of any state. Almost one-third, is right at one-third of all adults in Alabama have a carry permit.
Mm.
The permits are issued by the county sheriffs.
Well, but that would not do away with the permit, though, right?
No, it doesn't. But I think they're fearful that their revenue from the permit will drop. And in Alabama, all of the money from the permit goes directly to the sheriff, and it's an independent revenue stream that they don't have to depend on a county board to approve. So it's a huge amount of power for them, not so much in issuing the permits, because they issue them pretty regularly and pretty easily, because you have one-third of the adults in Alabama. Because you have so many people with the permits, it adds up to a considerable amount of money. So my take on this is that the Sheriff's Association has been against it. But this year, I mean, people have been pushing for it. With that many people with carry permits, you can imagine there's a very strong movement to get constitutional carry.
Right.
And they probably won't lose many permits. They may actually gain people with permits. So I think they're just short. They have been short-sighted in that regard, and they should agree with it.
Well, I mean, you have to have a permit in order to cross state lines, right? You have to have reciprocity with a permit.
Yeah, you still need the permit for reciprocity. And so I don't think the number of permits will really go down much. And the cost is not particularly great in Alabama. It's in the neighborhood of $20 for a five-year permit. But I think that the dynamic has changed for one reason. Last year, one of the sheriffs, and I'm trying to remember which county it was in. I'd have to go to that article. But he had a deputy who was also a legislator. And this legislator, I believe it was Representative Shane Stringer, was an ardent supporter of constitutional carry. And because he was an ardent supporter of constitutional carry, the sheriff fired him. Basically, your politics have to agree with mine, or you can't work here. And the sheriff has that authority. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have the authority to do it, but it seemed really slimy to me. And so that may be one of the reasons that the legislature is a little more open to passing constitutional carry when one of their members is fired from his primary job because of a political stance he has. Then also, Governor Kay Ivey is the Republican governor in Alabama.
Right.
And she's facing primary challenges this year. And the primary is on May 24th. So if she can sign a constitutional carry bill into law before May 24th, that gives her a lot more conservative credibility, and it may help her with the primary. Now, in Alabama, it's a weird system. Anyone can vote for anyone in any primary in Alabama. It's not limited. It's an open primary. Not limited to Republicans voting for Republicans or Democrats voting for Democrats or an independent maybe not even be able to vote. As I understand it, and of course I am subject to error, is that anyone can vote for anyone.
Right.
So you could have crossovers and all that kind of stuff. But in 2018, Governor Ivey won the primary 56% of the vote. And she won the general election with nearly 60% of the vote. So really her challenge, if there is one, will be during the primary, and she could boost her primary, credibility with conservatives by passing a constitutional carry bill.
Sure.
Now, the Alabama legislature is only a relatively short session. It ends by April 25th. So if they are going to get a constitutional carry bill out to the governor for signature, they have to do it before the 25th of April. And previously, the House committee was stumbling block, but they've passed the Senate committee, and I don't think it's been voted on by the Senate yet, but it has passed there and passed more than once. And it has passed the House committee. That's the big block. So if it goes before the full House, it will probably pass. So that's why I think there's a good chance that Alabama will get constitutional carry of some form this year. as I said, I don't think it'll really change the dynamic for the permits, the carry permits in Alabama.
I would think that the more people that were carrying guns, if they wanted to go outside of the state, they'd want to carry a gun outside the state.
Well, right. And so this, I think the Sheriff's Association should essentially get on the right side of history and say, yeah, we're all for the Constitution, and we want you to have permits too. You know, both constitutional carry, and come to us to get your permits so that you can exercise your right easily and without fear in other places in the nation. So that's the take I would take, and it looks like it's a better chance this year than I've seen any time in the past. I've always been surprised that Alabama did not have constitutional carry.
Yeah.
Because when you have one-third of the adults having permits, that's a huge voting block. And in Alabama, they have an overwhelming majority in Republicans in the legislature. They have a supermajority of 27 Republicans to 8 Democrats in the Senate. And in the House, they outnumber Democrats by 75 to 28. So they have almost three-quarters of the vote of the people in the legislature are Republicans. So as the other thing is that constitutional carry has momentum. I mean, there were 5 states that passed constitutional carry, as I mentioned last year. That's a lot of momentum. You have 21 states. It's very difficult for people to make an argument that constitutional carry creates some type of violent crime or legal problem when we have not seen that in the 21 states that have it. The state that has had it the longest, that never didn't have it.
Hang on there for me, Dean. Hang on for me, Dean. We'll be right back. Want to hear this? Turn to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten. We've been speaking primarily about constitutional carry, and I know that you were going someplace, and I had to hold you up. Tell me what you where we were going with this.
Well, what I was saying is that I believe that Alabama has an excellent chance of passing constitutional carry this year because of the particular circumstances in Alabama and because Governor Ivey is facing a primary and because there are so many people with carry permits in Alabama, about one-third of all adults. So it looks like the stars are aligning correctly for Alabama to pass constitutional carry. So I give it a good chance to do so. And so that would be two states, Alabama and Ohio, that I think are likely to pass constitutional carry this year. And then we can talk about Indiana, if you like.
Well, let's talk about Indiana, because Indiana, you think, in this one, this is where you think the Republicans might get in the way, which is always interesting to me.
In all three states that I've mentioned, Ohio, Alabama, and Indiana, it's Republicans that are getting in the way. It's usually individual Republicans who, for some reason or another, don't want constitutional carry to happen. Sometimes they're ignorant or misinformed. Sometimes they just are particularly partial to police lobbying, where the heads of a police organization might say, we don't want constitutional carry. It's hard to understand why. Sometimes it's they want to maintain their power to give out permits. Sometimes they want to maintain as much of a monopoly on carrying arms as they can. Sometimes it's just a holdover by, you know, this is what we've always done, so we don't want to change. It's hard to know. There is virtually no evidence that constitutional carry endangers police. There's just not. In fact, it probably helps police and makes them safer. But for some reason, like I said, I listed several possible ones, police associations often oppose it. Now, sheriffs are usually split. Some sheriffs will oppose it, some will be in favor of it. And that's primarily because sheriffs are elected and police chiefs are appointed or hired by a mayor or city council or city manager or something like that. So their allegiance is not so much to the people as to the person or group that hired them. So in Indiana, last year, we had a constitutional carry bill. It passed the House in Indiana 65-31.
Wow.
That's more than 2-1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. And then it went to the Senate, and then it was put in the Senate Judiciary Committee, where I believe it was Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Brain sent it, and then it died there. Now, initially, I thought that it was the chair of the Judiciary Committee that decided to kill the bill. But there's a fairly new group in Indiana. I called it, I think it's called 2A Project. And they claim, I cannot independently verify this because it's the type of thing that's very difficult to do, but they claim that there was a caucus vote, a Republican caucus vote in the Senate, and the Republicans have like 39 of the Senate seats versus 11 Democrats in Indiana. And they claim that the Republicans caucused and voted to stop the constitutional carry bill in secret because the caucus, the votes are not recorded. And so they put the task of killing the bill to the committee chair of the Senate committee, and she followed their direction. She probably voted to kill it too as well, but it's not clear. But what we have alleged is that it was a majority of the Republican senators who wanted to kill it, not just the committee chair for the judiciary.
Right.
Well, this came out, and the people in Indiana, the Second Amendment activists, are livid. Because some of these people almost certainly signed pledges that they would vote for constitutional carry, and here they go behind the backs of their constituents and in secret vote to kill it. So it's not as easy to kill it this year, and we have the Senate President Pro Tem, who's the head of the Senate, Roderick Ray, said that he expects the same committee that got it last year, he's given it to them, and he expects it will be voted out of the committee to the full Senate. And he announced that on February 19th this year. So if it gets voted out of the Judiciary Committee, which is not certain, but the Second Amendment activist groups in Indiana are pushing hard for it to get voted out. There's there are 8 Republican senators and 3 Democrat senators in that committee. And so 3 Republicans would have to cross with and join with the 3 Democrats to kill it in the committee. So I don't know if that'll happen. I know they're being lobbied pretty hard. And if it gets out of the committee, then it would require 14 Republicans to join with the Democrats. I think it would be 11 to have enough to kill the bill with a tie vote of 25. So it's less likely that you'd get enough Republicans to cross over and join with Democrats to kill the bill if it goes to the full Senate, and I think it's likely it will. Now, behind the scenes, the same group, this 2A project, claims that it's Indiana Governor Holcomb, who is the force behind the scenes, who's working to stop the constitutional carry bill, which is HB 1077, for those who are interested, in Indiana. Now, the supposed motivation behind this is he doesn't want to sign the bill because there might be the media would be strongly against him for signing the bill. And he doesn't want to veto the bill because it would probably finish his career as a Republican in Indiana if he vetoed a constitutional carry bill. So his in order to avoid those choices, he is said to have been lobbying the media, the senators, to try to kill it in the Senate so he doesn't have to make the choice. I have heard similar allegations for what happened to Constitutionary in Wisconsin with Governor Walker.
So when you're talking about this group, you're talking about the Doar brothers, the D-O-R-R brothers, Doors?
Yeah, that's correct. Aaron Doar and Chris Doar and others.
They're out of Minnesota.
They're Minnesota not just guys. Out of Minnesota.
Yeah. So.
That's one of many different groups that they run. They have something in Iowa. I mean, let me see if I can find it. Them.
I mean, you know, I'm looking at, we're about to run out of time anyway. We're about to run out of time.
I think there's over 20 groups they run.
Yeah, they're in it for the Benjamins. I'm sure they charge for a membership with each and every one of those
things.
They're
said to have an organization that provides them with materials, which they own, that sells the materials to the nonprofits that they have in all these states. That's what the claim is.
Yeah, anyway. So, this coming Friday, if the stars align right and I hold my head in the right angle and everything, will you be available?
I will. I tend to be, you know, barring misfortune. So, it's always fun to be on this show, and I enjoy talking with you.
Well, likewise. And I'm glad we got to devote a whole... Plus, you brought something to my attention that I had no idea. I'm going to be looking at these fellas a lot. So, thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Very good.
And as for me, I'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.